From the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia's public safety chief is stepping down. That's just weeks after an entire graduating class of state troopers was fired or resigned. They were accused of cheating during an online exam. Department of Public Safety Commissioner Colonel Mark McDonough announced his resignation. That's after Governor Brian Kemp told McDonough he was seeking new leadership. Georgia could ban the use of plastic grocery bags. State Senator Donzella James of Atlanta introduced the measure in a legislative committee hearing yesterday. The ban would prohibit retailers from handing out plastic bags starting next year. The bill includes some exceptions, including garment bags and bags used to carry prescription medicine. The publisher of two Georgia newspapers has filed for bankruptcy. McClatchy operates 30 papers in 14 states, including the Macon Telegraph and Columbus Ledger-Inquirer. The company says it'll continue to run normally as it pursues approval of its restructuring plan under Chapter 11. Rain is finally moving out of the state. However, the threat of flooding remains high for the next couple of days. Some of the rivers that we're seeing rising waters include the Ocmulgee, Oconee, Savannah, Altamaha, and Coosa Rivers. Today was the last day on the bench for one of the judges that sits on Georgia's highest court. Justice Robert Benham was the first African-American to serve on the state Supreme Court. He was appointed in 1989 by then-Governor Joe Frank Harris. Governor Brian Kemp will appoint his replacement. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.